I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A rare interview with NSA leaker Edward Snowden's father, also the ridiculous. Let's get started. The fight over NSA leaker Edward Snowden is about many things: national security, serious alleged crimes, the right to privacy, loud echoes of the Cold War. It's also about one man's son, a son who's being called a whistleblower by some, a traitor by others, a son who's now stuck in limbo at an airport in Moscow while officials in Washington at the very highest levels are demanding him back. Their latest enticement, a promise not to seek the death penalty against him. In a moment, you'll hear from Edward Snowden's father, Lon, about what that's like. But first, how we got here.
My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old.
It's been nearly 2 months since Edward Snowden showed himself to the world as the source behind the NSA leaks. Snowden revealed the U.S. government had forced Verizon, a U.S. telecom company, to hand over the phone records of millions of Americans. He also revealed a secret program used by the NSA called PRISM, which gives the government direct access to data from internet companies like Google and Facebook. He gave this interview to The Guardian.
I think that the public is owed an explanation of the motivations behind the people who make these disclosures that are outside of the democratic model.
Snowden didn't hide his identity, but he did hide his exact location, revealing only that he was somewhere in Hong Kong and hinted at a life on the run.
I could be, you know, rendered by the CIA. I could have people come after me. And that's a fear I'll live under for the rest of my life, however long that happens to be.
Reaction to Snowden's public revelations was mixed. A hero to some, but to others.
And this guy is a traitor. He's a defector. He's not a hero.
It's a giant violation of the law.
I think he's a traitor.
5 days after Snowden's identity was revealed, he was charged with espionage. The U.S. sought Snowden's extradition from Hong Kong and revoked his passport. But days later, Snowden, with the help of WikiLeaks, managed to board a plane bound for Moscow. After arriving at the Moscow airport, he again went into hiding, never passing through immigration, staying within the airport's transit zone, with reporters from all over the world looking for him.
No sign of Edward Snowden. No one here seems to know where he is.
Moscow was never intended as a final destination. According to WikiLeaks, Snowden applied for asylum in more than 20 countries. For now, Snowden remains in the transit zone, keeping largely out of sight, except for this one press conference he gave nearly 2 weeks ago.
A little over 1 month ago, I had a family, a home in paradise, and I lived in great comfort. I also had the capability, without any warrant of law, to search for, seize, and read your communication. That is the power to change people's fates. It is also a serious violation of the law.
Snowden has applied for temporary asylum in Russia, saying he would be tortured and would face the death penalty if returned to the United States. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder assured the Russians the U.S. will not seek the death penalty if Snowden were returned to stand trial. So far, the Russians have refused to hand Snowden over. He remains in the airport, and according to his lawyer, he is studying Russian and may end up staying in the country long term.